As we approach what promises to be an extremely busy and probably unusually tense election, I'd like to offer some perspective, merely for your consideration, on a recent controversy. After the primary last March, several voters publicly complained that they were subjected to discriminatory treatment related to the voter ID law. My comments here are not about the law itself, but about how easy it can be to jump to conclusions. My opinion is my own, of course, and should not be interpreted as representing the county in any way. The complaint which received the most attention in the press came from a voter who wrote that he felt singled out when a poll worker turned his ID face down, asked him to state and then spell his name, and did not comply with a request to just look at the ID for the correct spelling. He said that his Caucasian friends did not have to, quote, pass the spelling test, unquote. I'm truly sorry this voter had a bad experience, and just as truly convinced that the poll worker was doing his best to follow his training. There was nothing nefarious or discriminatory about turning the ID face down. Everyone's ID was handled this way to safeguard their confidential information. Voters have always been asked to state their name, and poll workers have always asked them to spell it if necessary. This particular voter had a very long one that was highly uncommon at best in southeastern North Carolina. He himself called it a mouthful. So the reason his Caucasian friends did not have to pass the spelling test was far more likely that they had easier names than it was something sinister. Apparently, the poll worker kept making mistakes, and the voter interpreted his persistence in trying to obtain the correct spelling from him, rather than from the ID, as obstinance or worse. But the simple explanation is that poll workers are not perfect. The ID requirement was brand new to them and was only one of many new things they'd had to absorb. Sometimes, in stressful situations, people revert to doing things the way they always have. As of this moment, North Carolina voters will not have to show ID in November because the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the law. But if the state asks the U.S. Supreme Court for a stay and the court grants it, the law remains in effect. The average person doesn't realize how much confusion and extra work this kind of uncertainty so close to an election causes for election staff, but it does. Every poll worker you encounter this fall is undercompensated for the service they provide, and I haven't met one whose primary motivation is the minimal pay. Some of them are working for the first time, and some of them have filled in at the very last minute. All will have a 16-hour day, at least, with many of them on their feet continuously. High turnout will pretty much guarantee it's going to be stressful. The overwhelming majority of poll workers volunteer because they believe in the democratic process and want to be part of it, and we would be in a very bad way if a critical mass of the veterans decided not to return. So let's treat them with enough courtesy to compensate for the many others who won't, and if something happens that you don't understand, give them the benefit of the doubt and just ask.